Hare Krishna. So, my dear devotees, we are really approaching one more quite intensive day, that is the day tomorrow. So it's really tomorrow where we can really give our last effort. It's like when you run and you know, okay, these are the last 20 meters, so to say, then you can put in your best effort. Tomorrow morning, Parshanta will give us an orientation just now when we will start. But as you know, it's a day which we have set aside for japa. Yesterday was our holy name Kirtan Day, a day where we were all brought under the shelter of the tent, really. And tomorrow is our japa day, where we chant. It's at a very important holy place, and I liked very much how Krishna Murari Goswami quoted one Shastra, that apparently whatever you do there in terms of japa is counted 900. Well, if I chant one round, then I have chanted 900,000 rounds. Wow, so it should be easy for you to finish 64 rounds. you can turn the argument in this direction. That is a valuable perspective also, which some of us, I think, will embrace. But the idea is, of course, to take another perspective, that let me chant as many rounds as I possibly can, and then this will be lakhs and lakhs of rounds in the spiritual mathematics. Whatever, it's good if we go to bed with a seed in our heart. The seed is small. It's a small awareness that tomorrow let me put a good attention to my rounds. And throughout the night, that seed, this is the psychology of falling asleep with an intention, that seed, that intention seed, will grow into a tree, and then you will be able to harvest the fruit when you actually are in under Grams Ter Kadamba and chant. Don't necessarily make it a very, let me say, a spasm. Spasm is where you freeze with your muscles. But give your best tomorrow. And see that you can apply whatever it is that you have learned or picked up as realizations. I'm very much looking forward, because I know Ter Kadamba is just a beautiful and idyllic spot, and I know from the last year it's very important that we start early with our travels and our journey, and for that I will request our Prashanta to come here. I saw her just a second ago. Here you are. And tell us how exactly we will get towards Ter Kadamba. It's a very nice, and although I was really fearing this japa retreat, I was fearing it because I knew it would come into the cold season. I certainly didn't expect a monsoon. I've never seen this in Braj. But you have really maneuvered yourself very nicely through it, and the atmosphere is very remarkable. And Yadumna Maharaj told me, "My God, what did you do with the people here?" And I said, "We didn't do anything. Giriraj put some realizations in their hearts." So tomorrow is our crowning day. And I wish all of us a good Nibbanda, a good connection to this, to our practice of chanting.